All right, good morning. 59 degrees, WWIB. I need to apologize. I got something wrong yesterday. I guess I should apologize at birthdays because it was a CCM artist's birthday yesterday. Michelle Toomes' birthday was not yesterday. It is next month. I somehow had the November list. I grabbed two of them. I looked at November. But there is a CCM artist who left us way too soon, who her birth anniversary is today. We'll find out who that is this morning after 6:20 on WWIB as I get things straight for October Connect Month. As far as this day in history, I've got some sound of three people whose birthday will mark. Out of those three, one of them is still alive. We'll find out who they are. The mystery audio later. This is the day that President Woodrow Wilson suffered a stroke that left him paralyzed in 1919. In 1937, a 26-year-old Ronald Reagan made his big screen acting debut in Love is in the Air. In 1950, the first Peanuts comic strip appeared in 9 newspapers. Charles Schulz had that thing going for 50 years. All right, and this morning's devotion from Larry Crabb's God's Love Letters to You, a 40-day devotional experience. Day 2, Exodus. Consider the lengths I go just to be with you. Exodus 25:8 says, let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them. Now, again, this devotion comes from Larry's longer book, this imagined conversation with the Lord through all 66 books of the Bible. It is his magnum opus. It took him 5 years to write. I highly recommend it. There is something near the back of the book in the epilogue, which is the story everyone needs to hear, which is fantastic as well. But this is day 2. He's imagining how would God sum up Exodus if he was having a conversation with us about it. And he comes to this. He says, he imagines God would say, I can and I will detach you from everything that numbs your sacred hunger for me and makes you feel hungrier for something other than me. You will never on this earth depend fully enough on my power to live exactly as I want you to live. When you see how particular I am about all the rules you should obey but never do, let the weight of my holiness draw you into the delights of my love. I still want to be with you. Larry goes on, imagining the Lord, and summing up Exodus to us, saying, don't ever forget, I do have a plan to make you deliriously happy in the circle of my love. As you read Exodus 25 through 40, where I record all those architectural details about the tabernacle, realize the lengths I'm willing to go to be with you. Imagine me, the God of the universe, clothed in splendor and arrayed in glory, living in, by my standards, a simple tent set up in a barren wilderness. Sure, it was fancy, but compare it with what you imagine heaven to be. But that's where I lived, just to be near people like you. Finally, Larry closes with this paragraph. He's imagining the Lord, summing up Exodus to us, saying, as you consider all the laws I gave you that you've never kept, and as you see my willingness to go camping to be with my people, know this, I will do whatever it takes to fully restore my family and to be with them forever. Take a moment to reflect. Unknowingly, we often find ways to numb our hunger for God with things like coffee, shopping, sex, sports, you name it. In what ways might you numb your sacred hunger? How is our failure to keep God's rules intended to draw us into the delights of his love? And what is the final sentence? I will do whatever it takes to fully restore my family and to be with them forever. What does that provoke in your heart? Closing it out with this prayer, Father, give us the courage to identify and live in our deepest hunger for you. Redeem the truth that you as a holy God desire to live with us even amid our sin. In Jesus' name, amen. There we go. WWIB, the Wib Wake Up Show. Day 2 of the 40-day devotional experience, God's Love Letters. Tomorrow, we close out the week with Day 3, Leviticus.
It began as Tuesday trivia. It continued as Win It Wednesday. It is now Try It Again Thursday here on the Wib Wake Up Show. Still working on the same question, but another clue upcoming. Your chance to win a delicious cheesecake cupcake courtesy of Joseph's Cheesecake in Chippewa Falls and a soft and comfy size large t-shirt from Miss Ann Wilson celebrating her new tune, God Story. So a t-shirt from Ann Wilson, a cheesecake from Joseph's could be yours, 715-723-2555. How about the question we've been working on started as this. In a typical household, this is at least 3 years old. So in a typical household, this is at least 3 years old, and we have stacked clue after clue. We've got another one coming up.
Yeah, starting at 7:45 yesterday, we said 3 years is considered old for this.
Yes, we did.
And then we said that many of us have this, but not every house does.
All right. So 3 years would be considered old. Many of us have this, but not every household does. And then we said yesterday that experts would say a year would be considered old for this.
So now we're going to go even further on that. Beyond experts, what kind of expert?
Health experts. Yeah. All right. So health experts would say a year would be considered old for this. Health experts.
We have stacked four clues. We expect the first caller to get it right. 723-2555, 723-2555 for two fantastic prizes.
715-723-2555. In a typical household, this is at least 3 years old. What is at least 3 years old? But again, 3 years is probably considered old. A year would be considered old by experts. And in fact, health experts would consider a year old for this. And many of us, maybe most of us, many of us at least have this in our home. But not all of us.
Yep. Isn't it easy when you know the answer?
It really is. And that's the thing. We can sit here and say, hey, yeah, you should get it. But we'll keep on giving you clues until we figure this out and hopefully try it again Thursday. Results in a winner. But we can't get a winner if you don't call and give us a shot. 715-723-2555.
I don't want to start the countdown of ending the segment already, Caleb.
In a typical household, what is at least 3 years old? But health experts would say at a year, yeah, that's considered old and probably... probably should be replaced, is what they'd say, health experts.
I know people are talking about this, thinking about this. Had a men's small group at church last night. One of the guys was like, are we going to talk about your question on the radio? I'm like, no, we're not. We're not going to talk about
it. Even our own Fred Scholl came in and had a guess. His guess was incorrect, but he cajoled us into giving him the answer and was sworn to secrecy.
It was a good guess. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Crystal from Jump River.
Hi, Crystal.
Would it be peroxide?
Would it be peroxide?
That's a good guess.
Good guess.
Could that be it? Sorry, Crystal.
But good to hear from Jump River. We have heard from so many places all throughout the WIB listening area. 715-723-2555.
All right, let's keep those calls coming. And hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Brian from Aliva.
All right, Brian, jumping in. What do you think?
Medications.
Medications.
Before we tell you if it's right, congratulations on the giant squash. Wow.
Yeah, thanks.
Fantastic. We gave some props after your wife called yesterday. Okay, medications. Could that be it? Sorry.
Not medications. Thank you, Brian. Yeah, he grows giant pumpkins, giant squash, and giant watermelons.
Mm-hmm. He's a smart dude. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Paul from Willard. How you doing, guys?
Hey, Paul. Hey, Paul. We're doing well. What do you think?
Well, I think it's aspirin or pain reliever.
Aspirin or pain reliever.
If we had that guest?
Well, I mean, Brian just said medications.
Yeah, he did.
So right, we'll I think we could have this as a separate guest. Is it aspirin or pain reliever?
No.
No, thank you, Paul. Always good to hear from you in Willard. Okay. Check out differentministry.org, Paul's website that he and his wife founded, their ministry.
We'll take three more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Diane from Downsville.
Hi, Diane. Double D, what do you got?
I think it's the sponge, the kitchen sponge.
Kitchen sponge.
Yes.
Yeah. The health expert's saying, yeah,
don't keep bacteria
that
on those.
For 3 years. My wife replaced ours yesterday. She's like, what are you thinking? That's not it. Thanks.
All right. In a typical household, this is at least 3 years old, but health experts would say old, needing to be replaced after a year.
Two more guesses here until after 7:45. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sherry from Whitehall.
Hi, Sherry.
Is it a thermometer?
A thermometer.
Okay,
yeah.
Sure.
That's a good idea. People, I don't think about replacing that.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, thank you for your Audio Connect yesterday. That was so kind of you.
Oh, you are a blessing to my life in so many ways.
Well, you're a blessing to us, Sherry. Thank you.
I don't think we should buzz her, but it's not the correct.
That's not. Yeah. There we go.
Sherry's just so. I feel bad if we're like, thank you so much. And then we buzz you, Sherry.
We're going to let you down gently. All right. Last guess here before we give you another clue. Clue number five after 7:45. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
That's Paul again.
All right, Paul.
Hey, I am going to shoot for, vitamins or supplements.
Like supplements, vitamins or supplements. We've had medications, guess, aspirin, pain reliever, but what about, like, vitamin supplements, saying, hey, you keep around thinking, oh, I probably should take those, and then they get old.
Is that it? It's not.
All right, thank you. We will come up with another clue for after 7:45. Feeling like we're going to get this soon.
Yeah.
Try it again Thursday on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. We are family. October Connect Month. Caleb and Halvo with you here on the WIB Wake Up Show. And we've been working on this since 7:45 a.m. Tuesday morning. The question, in a typical household, this is at least 3 years old. The prize, a delicious cheesecake cupcake from Joseph's Cheesecake and a soft, cozy, comfy size large t-shirt, kind of fall themed, from the new song God's Story from Ann Wilson. Those are yours if you can take all of the clues that we are stacking together and solve this. So, in a typical household, Halvo, this is at least 3 years old, and we're recapping the clues now.
Yeah, so what we told you initially yesterday was 3 years is considered old for this. And then later, we also said many of us have this, but not everyone. We went on to say that even a 1 year would be considered old for this. And then this morning, we added another clue.
Yeah, we said experts would say 1 year is considered old for this. We added earlier this morning, health experts. Uh-huh. Health experts would say 1 year is considered old for this. So, in a typical household, this is at least 3 years old. Latest clue, health experts would consider 1 year old for this. And now we're telling you the room in the home where this can be found.
The bathroom.
The bathroom.
Yes.
All right. Think bathroom. In a typical household, this is at least 3 years old. 3 years would be considered old. Many homes have this. Not all, but many, perhaps most. Health experts would consider a year old for this. And again, it's in the bathroom, 715-723-2555.
Let's go to the phones. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jan from Colfax.
Hey, Jan. You were on the line well before we gave that fifth clue. You must know it. What is it?
The toilet cleaning brush.
Okay.
The toilet brush. Yeah. Okay.
That
right
was
room.
Guessed, actually. Remember, we had a couple of days ago, we did have somebody guess that. Do you have another guess? Yeah, that was Terry in Menominee. So do you have another guess?
I wish I did.
All right.
All right. Think about
it.
Call us back, 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Kathy from Caryville.
Hi, Kathy.
How about like a Red Cross health kit?
Oh, sure. Like a first aid kit.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
First aid kit. That's
And maybe the health experts would say maybe a year is too old for that. Well, sorry, that's not it.
Good to hear from Caryville. 715-723-2555. Try it again Thursday. Let's get a winner here.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Crystal again.
All right.
Crystal from Jump River. Go for it.
We're going to say toothpaste.
Toothpaste.
Toothpaste. Okay.
I don't know if my toothpaste ever gets to 3 years old.
Yeah. And would health experts say 1 year? Sorry, Crystal. Thanks for trying.
In a typical household, this is at least 3 years old. Health experts would say a year is too long before replacing this, and it's in the bathroom.
It's in the bathroom. We gave you that one. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Courtney calling from Rice Lake.
Hi, Courtney. Good to hear from you. What do you think?
Is it a toothbrush?
Is it a toothbrush? I feel like that was guessed. I see electric toothbrushes. Was guessed.
Yeah, you're saying, I have straight up toothbrushes.
Yeah, okay. So you can have a bonus guess.
Anything
we've conferred.
Else?
The judges have conferred. You get a bonus guess, Courtney.
Okay. Something like cough syrup.
Cough syrup.
Okay. Yeah. Get rid of that maybe after a year. That's not it.
Thank you, Courtney. Call us back, 715-723-2555.
All right, people. Listen, I thought maybe we'd get it here once we said bathroom. We've got time for three more here. So let's see if we can do this. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Mary from Cumberland.
All right, Mary, what do you know?
Is it a prescription?
Prescription has been guessed. Uh-huh. So go ahead and take a bonus guess.
Covered all sorts of medication, aspirin.
Oh, mouthwash.
Mouthwash. Mouthwash? That was actually guessed too.
Oh.
Think of something else in the bathroom, Mary.
Your voice, your
something
frustrations.
Else in the I'm out of guesses. All right.
No problem.
Thank you. All right. So we'll still have three more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is JoJo from Jump River.
Hi, JoJo.
What do you think, buddy?
Is it a bar of soap?
Is it a bar of soap?
Hmm.
Is that 3 years old in the typical household, a bar of soap?
Sorry, JoJo.
Again, in a typical household, this is at least 3 years old. Health experts would say you should replace that thing past a year. It's in the bathroom.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Matt from Chautauqua.
All right, Matt. You going to get it here? What do you got?
I'm guessing one of those dirty carpet rugs that are around the toilet.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So a little different guess than maybe some of the people. Could that be the winner, finally? Sorry.
Not it. 715-723-2555.
All right, this is it. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Last guess before 8:15. Hello.
Are you with us?
All right. Apparently
not. I guess we need someone else to try it again on a try it again.
Wasn't a dial tone. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Kayla from Chippewa Falls.
All right, Kayla, you're going to close it out here. You're
going to
win it, or it's going to be pushed off till after 8:15 for a sixth clue.
I'm going to guess multivitamin.
Multivitamin. Did a multivitamin.
Right, so I know we did have vitamins guess.
Yeah, I think we'll give you a bonus guess for that because it, it's not vitamins.
Last one. What do you think?
Okay. What do you think, Ori? What do you think it is?
Something in the bathroom.
Conferring with her team. Jeopardy music.
He's not sure. Let's say hairbrush.
A hairbrush, yeah.
Oh, where is the hairbrush?
Yep. Second time that's been guessed because that's not it. So, sorry.
All right, thank you. All right, folks, think about this. We'll get this solved at 8:15, I bet. Something in the bathroom, something that's 3 years old in the typical household, but health experts would say you really should replace that thing after a year. What is it? We'll try to come up with another clue, and we'll get a winner, I bet, coming up next hour. Tuesday trivia, then win it Wednesday. Now try it again Thursday in our third try on a Thursday morning. Your chance to win a tasty Joseph Cheesecake Cupcake and a God Story t-shirt, soft, comfy, size large from Ann Wilson. If you can figure this out, 715-723-2555. In a typical household, this is at least 3 years old. It's something in the bathroom. Health experts would say, yeah, you should replace that after a year. And now, Halva, we are adding another clue on top of that.
Yeah, so I told you earlier, in the bathroom, and now we're saying it is often decorative.
All right. Not always, but often decorative, part of the aesthetic of the bathroom.
And we had said earlier that many homes have one, but maybe not everybody. Okay, so to the phones we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Barb from La Crosse.
Hi, Barb.
I have one. It's a shower curtain.
Is it a shower curtain? Barb from La Crosse
in
the typical household. Shower curtain, 3 years old. Go ahead.
Why do you say that, Barb?
Why do you say that? Because mine is old. I throw it in the washing machine every so often.
Yeah.
See, that's smart.
I've had it for a long time.
When I was a single guy living in an apartment that had very hard water, I had a clear shower curtain and it turned orange.
Yeah, that's can get fine. And single guys, not maybe known for cleaning. Could it be shower curtain? It is!
Barb, you got it!
You're going to
wear
it.
All right.
Ann Wilson t-shirt.
Well done, awesome. Barb. Yes, in the average household, the shower curtain is at least 3 years old, but health experts are saying you should replace that thing after a year or be smart like yourself and at least wash it, get some of the bacteria off. Well done, Barb.
Good job.
Hey, thanks. It took a couple days, but...
We got there. We got there. And great to hear from our Wib family in the Cooley region. Do you listen at 93.7 FM or an online listener?
I'm 93.7.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for being part of the Wib family.
Making your October connect here this morning on WWIB. Well, this guy is pretty soundly sleeping, it sounds like.
And sleep is very important, and apparently it can affect more than just how you feel day to day. It can affect your lifespan.
Yeah, that's right. Some new research out of Sweden shows poor sleep can significantly affect brain health, potentially making your brain appear nearly a year older than it actually is. This concerned me when I saw this yesterday because I'm like, wow, a lot of times I don't get enough sleep.
Yeah. Researchers examined brain scans and sleep patterns of over 27,000 middle-aged and older adults in the United Kingdom, discovering that poor sleep habits are linked to accelerated brain aging.
Huh.
My brain doesn't need to be aging any faster than it already is.
Yeah, you know, when I was younger and people talked about short-term memory things when you get older, and then, like, the other night at a small group downtown Eau Claire, I was like, afterwards, like, where's my car? I can struggle with that a lot in the downtown.
Sure.
And so, but I do find that if the better rested you are, it seems like the better you can think, you know?
You're just sharper, yeah.
Yeah.
Participants with poor sleep exhibited a brain age that was on average about 1 year older than their actual age.
Hmm. Those with moderately poor sleep patterns showed an average brain age about 7 months older. You've seen these other studies that you can take this little quiz and find out, you know, how old you actually are compared to your chronological age.
Yeah, so, yeah. What's your brain age? So, get sleep.
Yeah.
Get sleep. Very important. And, man.
Speaking of which, what about MyPillow products? I mean, Christmas is less than 3 months away, right?
Yeah, I mean, a gift for you and others as well, too, and they've got lots of great deals. Use our promo code WWIB, and my household has a lot of MyPillow products. I regret none of them. They are fantastic.
It starts off with the classic MyPillow, the Giza Dream Sheets. You're going to want the flannel sheets for sure heading into winter.
We were just looking for those the other day, thinking, hey, forewarned, forearmed, got to be ready when it does eventually get cold.
You know, the 80s through Sunday, maybe not right now, but maybe sooner than we think.